Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The great Joe Micheletti of NBC Sports joins us on Mother's Day. You know, Joe, like, finally got to be home and like, you know, tell everyone he loves them, the wife, the daughter. Everybody's, you know, Joe's got so many responsibilities. And then what happened was is that his wife threw a piece of cake at his face after he said that Happy Mother's Day, because she said, "You're never home. All you do is go to hockey games. So see you later, Joe." And then Joe's like, "Listen, I didn't even go to the first two games of the Western Conference Final, honey. I love you." And now he's going to game three because she sent him packing. Is any of that true, Joe?
Some of it. I'll tell you what really happened, Scotty, is that when we finished the last round, game seven, you know, I hadn't seen my grandkids down in Arizona, and you know all about them, Mike and Allison, and they've got four kids,
right,
and twins that are under five. And so I said, you know what, I'm going to stop down there, and I'm going to see them for a day, and then I'm going to head home for Mother's Day. And my wife said to me, "Don't you dare come home." She says, "Those grandkids need to see you, and your daughter needs to see you, and Mike needs to see you, so spend an extra day. Don't worry about me. Get home for Monday, and we'll have dinner on Monday night." So that's what I did. So I ended up taking a red-eye home from Arizona on Sunday night. I got in yesterday morning. My wife picked me up at the airport. We spent the day together, and I watched the Blues last night late and flew to St. Louis today. So that's the kind of wife I have.
So you're
I'm a lucky guy.
Joe, are you telling me that Mo and your daughter have had four kids now?
They got four. They got twins. Their twins are going to be five in July.
Jeez.
They're a boy and a girl. And then their daughter is going to be three in August, Reese. And then they've got a 6.5-month-old boy named Luca. And I'll tell you what a household that is.
So Luca, was he named after the kid Doncic that's playing for the Mavs?
I don't think so.
But he should have been. That kid's got a great game. He's got that guy's got all kinds of game. So, hey, Joe, what did you think when you watched the Blues the other night, even up that series?
I wasn't surprised. I really
Me neither.
Wasn't, because the Blues have been a better road team than they have been a home team. And so it's also been a team, as you well know, Scotty, because you follow this as much as anybody, that if you do what they did from January 3rd on, where they were the last place team in the National Hockey League and have gotten to this point, you know that there's something going on there, right? You know that one loss or one negative thing or a couple of negative things that happen are not going to deter this team. And so for them to come out, I thought defensively they played really well. The last half of the game, they hardly gave San Jose anything. And to get the type of production that they're getting from players throughout the lineup that maybe you wouldn't think, like Bortuzzo ends up scoring the winning goal last night. And so it's a team that, you know, through Craig Berube, who's done just a magnificent job of coaching this team once he took over, and the play of Jordan Binnington, their rookie goaltender. And they've just they found the right recipe. Are they going to win this series? I don't know. Wouldn't surprise me if they did, though, because there's something special going on in St. Louis.
Yeah, no doubt. I picked them on Monday night as well in that game. Joe Micheletti, the legend on NBC, with us on the bench. I think, you know, I got to tell you, Jaden Schwartz has taken his game to a whole new level. I never saw him play like this ever before in the league. Now, some people say they've seen it, the skill. I've never really experienced as much as I have over the last month. I thought he, Dunn, Sundqvist, all those guys, you know, they all scored, had big games, and I thought Bertuzzo had the game winner. Very impressive. Bennington's been impressive. But it's that Schwartz guy that has blown me away over the last 30 days or so, playing every other night and putting up just dramatic numbers. What do you think of him?
Scotty, there are so many people that have met him over the years and that have heard from friends of his that are so happy to see him get the success that he's getting, because he's always been one of these players that you would love to have on your team. Gets along with his teammates and might be the hardest working player on the team. And so he's not a very big guy, but you know, he'll go to the tough areas to score. And this is a guy that really, over the course of his career, has had some real serious injuries. And I'll just tell you a story about it was in January. I had an NBC game with St. Louis and Nashville, I think it was. And I asked Craig Berube about that, because at the time, Schwartz had only had two goals, I think, almost through December. So the first half of the year, he's only scored two goals. And so I asked Craig Berube, what do you – trying to do now with him, trying to get him going again. And he said, you know, he said he's had so many injuries, but I just keep pushing him to do the things that he used to do as a player. And that's play tough, play hard, take a hit to make a play. And he says he's getting back to playing that way. And now all that hard work has really paid off. He only finished the season with 11 goals total. And now has 9 in the playoffs, and he's been their best player without question.
Yeah, no doubt about it. My favorite, Joe Micheletti on the bench. What about, I got to tell you, Couture, those two goals. But this guy has been doing it for me, you know, forever. Like, I've seen this guy, I mean, what has he got now? 100-plus playoff points in his career. You know, I mean, he's really turned into a special player. Like, he and Pavelski, you know, I know Joe's been through a lot physically and all his teeth got knocked out, everything else. But, I mean, Couture just continues to become a massive stud in the NHL.
Yeah, you know what? He's one of those players, Scotty, that when the regular season ends and somebody says, okay, it's time for the playoffs to start, he says, okay, I'll be better. I'm just going to be a better player in the playoffs. And that's not to say he hasn't had outstanding regular seasons. He has. But this is just a playoff-type player. That's what he is. When the game's on the line and you need to do something to help your team and you need to elevate your game just about every game, that's the way he plays in the playoffs. And you know, he's only missed the playoffs once in his career at San Jose, and he started in 2010, and there's only one other player in the National Hockey League that has scored more playoff goals than him since 2010, and that's Alexander Ovechkin. So, you know, it's pretty classy company to keep. And it's really been interesting to not only watch him, but to listen to him the last couple of rounds in particular, because he said it again after game two the other night, how disappointed he was in the way the team's playing. They don't have enough players that are stepping up and getting it done. They're playing against a really good team, and if they don't get going, they're not going to win this series. And that guy is just brutally honest. But the thing about him, it's one thing to say things, and it's another thing to be able to say it and then go back it up. And he's the one who backs it up.
Lastly, Joe, let me ask you. The Bruins won again tonight. They're up 3-0 in that series. Marchand is like a mosquito. He did it again. He scored tonight. And Rask has been unbelievable. Truly, 6 straight wins. They are the epitome of the hottest team left standing in this tournament, if you ask me. Like, it's funny. They're just winning every game they play. But, you know, we've brought up the fact that all these teams that got swept had time off. Like, the Islanders had time off, then Carolina swept them. Carolina had time off, now Bruins look like they're going to sweep them. Do you think if they finish them off this quickly in that West Series, because you know that series you're doing is going to drag on, that Boston will be at some kind of a disadvantage and that their hot streak will cool off and melt?
Well, I don't know if they'll continue to win every game. I doubt that if they make it to the final, Scott, but I would say this, as late as they are now in the playoffs, I think the rest is a positive. I think the rested team gets an edge. And I go back to last season when Vegas, you know, they win the first series, they sweep L.A., win 4-0, then they win the next series in 5, and so now they're getting rest, and Winnipeg and Nashville are pounding the heck out of each other, and I think the rest helps. I don't think that those teams lost this year or losing this year in the playoffs because of rest. I think they're losing because of they're getting beat by a better team.
So, Joe, I can't wait to see that series resume in St. Louis. I think it's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to see you call the game. As always, you're unequaled in the business. Make sure you tell Mo Farrell sends his love. I miss him, and I'm so happy for him and his new family. I think it's just fantastic. I'm always rooting for him. Tell him I love him, and we all miss him here. And we love you too, Joe. Thanks. Have fun in St. Louis.
Love you too, Scotty. You're a good man, and thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Joe Micheletti, the one and only on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.